The flat lowland along the stream or overflowed in the spring and plowed later. What is that called?
Now, wait a minute. You went a little too fast.
Okay. The flat lowland along the stream that perhaps overflows in the spring and is plowed later. What do you call that?
We call it bottom land.
Okay. What is a low-lying flat grassland called?
We don't have any here. I don't know about it. I think, isn't that called a mesa out west? MESA, I think.
Okay.
We just call all that bottom land and lowland through here.
Okay. Now, what about, suppose this was some land that had water standing in it for a good part of the time. What would you call that? Around Brunswick, Georgia, perhaps.
Poem from back down at Brunswick there.
Well,
Of course, it's not the Everglades, but you have some of that in the Okeechobee Swamp. Marshes.
Right, okay. Okay, now what different kinds of soil is there in a field? Different kinds?
Well, in here.
Yes.
We have the red soil. We have the gray soil, and then we have crawfish soil underneath, the top soil in other places, and of course that's not very productive.
Okay.
We have that. But that's what we have for the most part, gray, sandy soil, and red.
Okay. Now, suppose you had some land that was perhaps a bit swampy, and you wanted to put it to cultivation. What would you do to the land to get the water out?
Well, the first thing we'd do, we'd go in with dynamite and open a ditch. And then we'd put what we call, we used to use logs, but now we use what they call French drain. That's a pipe that's filled with holes all around. And we put the pipe in there and put some gravel around it and then put the soil back on top of it. And that fixes a passageway for that water to go underground and go on. It's the same thing that the old Mussolini used in drying out the swamps in Italy, you know. And we use that to some extent here.
All right. Now, what would you call a deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods or in a field about 10 feet deep and 10 feet across?
Well, it's almost a ravine.
Okay.
I don't know just what you have in mind.
Right.
That's what we call the thing.
If there's been a heavy rainfall and the rain has cut out a channel across the road, what do you say?
We call it a washout.
Okay. All right. And then what about the small stream of water? What would that be called? If you're, as a boy, you went down to the what?
Washhole.
Okay.
We didn't call it a swimming hole. I guess that's what it was. We called it washhole.
Okay, now what else could you call it if it was small? Not a stream, but a what?
We called it a branch, a creek.
Okay. What are some of the names of the bodies of water around Fayetteville?
Well, Flint River, Morning Creek, Nine Creek, Whitewater Creek, Antioch Creek, Woodsy Creek, Sneed Creek.
Okay.
You think that's enough?
Yes, sir. Okay. What do you call a big...
It's an interesting thing about this Lion Creek, though. When the Indians, the Creeks, you know, made their treaty...
Yes, sir.
I don't know why they did it, but they made the east bank of Vine Creek the boundary of Fayette County. That was a McIntosh, you know, when the Creeks made that. And there's a part of land